basically, yeah. Just kind of everyone down to relax, you know, we're not going to win every period. You know, that's what we just do. Went out and got us a big couple goals and fought a hard game. I mean, they put it all on the line there. First game, obviously, they knew that was a big opportunity for them. And it's just credit to our guys. You know, they've been fighting for their lives for a while. And to come, you know, bring up that level for the rest of the game, that's a good sign. But we know we're going to have to have better.
In the highest pressure moments, when you guys are down two goals, what do you start to see from Justin's demeanor on the ice that, you know, he kind of comes up in those big moments pretty consistently?
Yeah, he's been there before, and he's that helps. And, you know, he's a competitive guy. He knows when the game's on the line. He doesn't get rattled by certain things where some guys do. And that's you don't find that quality in a lot of guys, and that's a big reason why he's part of our team.
Were you happy to see the Beagle line get rewarded with that OT goal when they'd been playing pretty well all game?
Yeah, I mean, any goal that they score, they deserve. They play hard minutes, not fun minutes to play, and they grind it out, and, you know, we're heading into overtime, and they're just saying shoot everything and try and create some energy if nothing else, and good things happen when you do that.
Coming back from a two-goal deficit, how do you feel like experience in this locker room was able to get you through that?
Obviously, it's big. That's when it pays off if you use it in the right way. I mean, we believe in ourselves here. We believe in our 60-minute game, and I think that was a big thing. First period, if it's bad, we know we can outplay them the rest of the game. It's good that it showed maturity throughout the game, but we also know that that we might not get away with it in the future. So, we'll focus on our start next game.
What do you think you guys kind of need to clean up before the next game?
I don't know. I mean, it was just execution in the first. Yeah. I think it was, one of those. It's kind of human nature that way. You know, like I said before, they're kind of fighting the last five, six games to get in. They're already in playoff mode. It took a little bit of an adjustment period. And, I thought we adjusted well after that. And it was a hard fought game.
What were your thoughts? Did you feel like you settled in better after?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a. That's a tough start, obviously, to have. I felt fine getting in there, but tough break on the first one. I mean, a weird play. I'm trying not to bounce in off me and then bounce off the net running against it. So that happens. The next one, I had a sight line on it, and it just deflects a couple times. That stuff's going to happen if we play in, play our end a bit. So I think we realize that. I realize that you just got to fight through. That's playoffs, stats, everything like that's out the door. It's the only thing that matters is the next play.
Were you surprised at all that the second one was initially waved off?
I was a bit. I think I realized why he thought that. Just my reaction going over there. I don't think he probably saw where the puck was deflected and Kadri's, foot in the crease, which I didn't realize. I was just kind of trying to fight. But it was a common theme throughout the night was they're putting a guy there before him getting to play. So that's one adjustment we'll have to make so I can get my room, get my top, my crease, fight for
him. Anything surprise you about these guys?
Not really. I mean, they've played us hard throughout the year. They're a young, skilled team. We know what they are. We also know that if we force pucks into their zone, we can create turnovers. And we did a bit of that tonight, but our focus will be doing more.